Welcome to Fronteras, a program that explores issues at the border and beyond through the lens of arts, culture, and history. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. In radio, we try to paint a picture or capture an image through sound. A Borderlands professor and researcher is attempting to capture an oral history with the sounds he records at international bridges, city streets, and desert landscapes. Jose Manuel Flores is an instructor at the University of Texas at El Paso's Department of English. He's using his background of rhetoric and composition to explore the intersections of soundscapes, philosophy, and culture. Flores explains his Border Soundscapes project began with his childhood fascination with sound.
I believe that my father greatly influenced me in sharpening my hearing. So as a child, I used to be some kind of a skittish kid, especially during windy season. You know that right here in the area, the wind is so strong in specific seasons. Any noise will make me up at bedtime and scares me when I was a child. But with a love of patience, my father gradually taught me what was causing those noises, to the point that I was able to decipher the sounds of everything outside of my house. So first and foremost, my dad used to talk me, so the sound is because the trees are scratching the roof in the house. And little by little, he taught me to decipher all those sounds outside my house. So over time, this helped me to learn music as well, to focus only, for example, on listening to a melody, to only focus on one instrument. And I use this method in different moments of my life as well. So learning music, I used to like to understand more any melody by muting other instruments in my mind. Although my father he's not a musician, but he can distinguish a car engine from a distance. That's something that for me is impressive because he knows what type of engine it is, what brand of vehicle it is. So in some way, I use that kind of methodology or method for myself during my time understanding more about music or more about sound. And life happens, and for some reason, I then continue my life and I became a graphic designer. My plan was to study music, but for any reason, I finish in graphic design. So I did my studies here in Juarez. I live here in Juarez. And I remember those days almost 25 years ago, or almost 30, I guess, when I started in graphic design. And I remember all the time trying to connect sound with graphic design. And the way that I did that connection was through motion graphics. Motion graphics, that time was arising in the university, in La Universidad Autónoma de Ciudad Juárez. Actually, we don't used to have professors focus on motion graphics at that time. So, but part of my progress to understand this area was to work on this because it was a necessity for me, perhaps not for everyone. But with that experience, I started working then in graphic design, connected with sound, connecting with motion graphics, animation, multimedia, and all that kind of stuff. So then with the time, for some reason, I finished producing television. I used to produce television here in the area. I had worked in media before from 2005 to 2008, producing a cultural television program in Juarez and El Paso with friends and some collaborators, my best friends, Ricardo Gutierrez and Paco Acosta, and my wife, that is my partner in life, Liz Escobedo. And so I guess that my professional experience connecting not only image, connecting sound, and connecting as well something that is important for me, that is the culture, the identity from the Paso del Norte region. That's something that I believe that is more strong in my life. After that, some years later, I was professor as well in the university in La UACJ. I taught some sound production courses. So although my focus was more on theorizing about sound, I try to encourage students to not only think about sound as it is, like, oh, okay, I'm listening, I know that music exists, I know that I can include music or sounds in my projects, but to identify the reason to use sound, exactly use that specific sound, to identify the purpose on using sound not only as an element included in a visual project, but actually as an element that makes meaning to something that you are producing. So that was more my focus. And students, they was creating, for example, in those times, some video productions, video games, animation, and multimedia projects. That was an important time of my life as well, that conducted me later to identify a research project for my PhD. So I started developing the idea of border soundscapes, for example, back in 2018, right when I began my PhD program. As a Juarense, as a borderlander, I used to cross the border every single day, every single day. So I'm a border commuter. In that time, 2018, so every single day going to UTEP, preparing everything so early to go there and to be on time in my classes, to be on time in all my activities. It was a challenge because it's not only to be on time here and to wake up early, but actually to wait in the bridge to be allowed to cross to El Paso, right? This is part as well, something very important for me because all this process allowed me to identify a research project. So to use my life experience and to focus my research directly to something that was important for me and to create something useful and tangible for future generations. So then, for example, I remember that in 2018, with the arrival of the migrant caravans, the border security was ramped out. So more security in the bridge. I remember that wait times at the bridge increased drastically, sometimes up to 5 to 6 hours. So the typical time to wait, as I remember, used to be between 45 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, as much, 3 hours. And I remember many days waiting between 5 or 6 hours. So that's was amazing, I remember. So it was during those long crossings that the project really took shape. So sitting in the middle of the drivers hooking, street vendors, and many people outside. Sometimes I remember going in my car, sometimes crossing on foot, walking in the bridge. So I try to understand more about these dynamics of crossing, not only as a user experience, but to embody my border crossing. So in those waiting times, I use the time wisely to start typing or making notes. I started with my journal about my experience that I was living in that moment, recording sometimes as much as I can. Many times my soundscapes are in this path from Juarez to El Paso, and more noisy sometimes in Juarez and more quiet in El Paso. But with living like in this transition, going like into a tunnel, so I use this metaphor like it's like going in a tunnel and the bridge has a tunnel. And into that tunnel, a lot of sounds are surrounding you. And every single sound has a story. Every single sound was providing me in that moment. And I believe that continue providing something for the future.
Jose Manuel Flores is adjunct faculty in the Department of English at the University of Texas at El Paso. We're talking today about his Border Soundscapes project, capturing the sounds that make up a borderland's identity. When we come back, border residents know that their identity as fronterizos is solely their own. Jose Manuel Flores wants to capture the sound of that identity.
That was part of my project, to identify what kind of elements shapes our identity as well. What kind of elements are part of this culture that we share.
Our conversation continues next on Fronteras.
Support for this podcast of Fronteras comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company. By investing in local communities and rewarding policyholders for prioritizing safety, they are building a more resilient Texas. More at texasmutual.com/texansgetit. Texas Mutual. Texans get it.
Welcome back to Fronteras. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Jose Manuel Flores is a native of Ciudad Juarez. He commutes regularly to the University of Texas at El Paso, where he's adjunct faculty. The hours he has spent on the bridge day after day, year after year, has informed his Borderland Soundscapes project. The sounds of the cars, the vendors, the musicians that permeate that heavily populated space are just one chapter in the sonic border experience. The Border Soundscapes project was actually inspired by the 1977 World Soundscape project by Canadian composer Murray Schafer. It was a way to explore the changing environment through sound. Flores is a Mellon research scholar. His research is grounded in rhetoric, the method by which language, or in this case, sound, is used to inform an audience. Flores explains how he used that background to inform his project.
What's the rhetorical situation in the bridge? How is the struggles to live here in the border every single day to cross, to negotiate my entrance to El Paso, to United States? It was great for me to collect all those sounds and then to start with my idea to play something in a digital platform. So, as I said, I began recording. I turned those crossings into a practice of sonic autoethnography, tuning my ears to what I had heard all my life, but never really listened to. So that's what kind of changed in myself as well. So Border Soundscapes born in those moments, more specifically, from a personal commitment to document, reflect, and amplify the everyday sonic life of our sister cities, Juarez and El Paso. After this, I started documenting myself, okay, how to use this, how to transform this experience into a research project, how to transform this, not only to complete my PhD program, not only to use all this information to write a dissertation, but as well to create something, as I said, for the future, to create something useful for the future. I remember that I started searching on internet about platforms to talk about our history through sound, to use sound as a media, to use sound as a base to disseminate history. And I remember that, for example, here in the area, there is not too much documents in sound, just a few. So my idea really took shape when I realized that. So among the vast archives documenting the Paso del Norte region, things like written records, photographs, maps, monuments, even murals and sculptures. So that's the kind of archives that documenting of history in the Paso del Norte region. So there were very few that focused on sound, as I said. So when I identified this gap, that gap made me think, what does the Juarez-El Paso border sound like today? So how can we document that in a way that honors both everyday life and its cultural complexity? As a cities, we know that, and we understand that our sister cities, in some way, we share some kind of culture, and different activities or dynamics are in some way shaped from these dynamics. But I recognize that El Paso is from the United States, and Juarez is from Mexico. In one side, you have to speak in Spanish. In the other side, you can try to to speak English. But to understand, okay, what is in the middle that join us? What is in the middle? And we share some kind of identity, although in both places, the identity is so broad. We share in some way something. That was part of my project, to identify what kind of elements shapes our identity as well. What kind of elements are part of this culture that we share? The Oral History Institute from UTEP, they preserve audio and audio testimonies. And I started then identifying some other projects as well here in El Paso. But I remember that there was not too much like a history in some base. So, for example, my project is focused on soundscapes and collecting the ambient of the environment, sonic textures and recordings that capture the feeling of moving through the sister cities, and with this commitment to build a contemporary audio record that reflects the life, history, and presence of the communities here. So that was part of my approach.
Your project mostly focuses on the El Paso Juarez region, but I think that perhaps people who listen to those sounds that you've collected from this border region, that people who live in other border regions across the Texas-Mexico border, like Eagle Pass and Piedras Negras, or Matamoros, Brownsville, that they'll find a lot of similarities in the sounds that they hear from the El Paso Juarez border. I'm curious if you've thought of maybe exploring the sounds of some of the other border regions to see if maybe you might be able to detect any differences or similarities.
So for me, in my understanding, border soundscapes is starting. So it's in diapers right now. Yeah, it's in diapers. And then it's something that at the beginning, my idea was to cover the whole border. So from Texas to California, that was my idea. Okay, to collect everything, every sound from every place, and to track everything. But without budget, it's not easy. So at the beginning, I started everything just by myself. And that's why I started only focus on Juarez and El Paso. And actually, as you know, the Paso del Norte region is actually very broad. So it's not exactly a small portion of the area. It's as well other areas close to El Paso and Juarez, for example. It covers Juarez, of course. It covers part of Luna County, Doña Ana County, Otero County, El Paso County, Haspet County. And at the beginning was, okay, although I'm talking about that this is the Paso Norte region in the border in this area, actually it is too broad, too broad to collect everything, every single sound in these counties. So I started with this idea. Okay, let's begin with something. Let's begin first with my border crossings. Then I can continue with little by little expanding this from Juarez and El Paso, and then to continue collecting sounds in other areas so close from here. And for example, as you say, Piedras Negras has their own soundscapes and perhaps quite related with Juarez and quite related, for example, with Tijuana as well. So, for example, I remember crossing from Laredo to Nuevo Laredo. And as well, I remember that the experience in the border, it was quite similar, but not exactly. There are some vendors doing their work, so they don't speak exactly like the people in Juarez. So that's why I found important to collect what is happening right now in my place. So to collect sounds is not an easy task, as I believe in that at the beginning, because when I started like with all this emotion, excited to collect sounds, like let's record this and let's record that. After that, to create the sounds is a whole process. To create sound is not exactly, okay, this is ambient sound, but you have ambient sound, but what kind of ambient sound? So collecting and creating the sounds is part of the process that I continue working in my project little by little.
I'm curious as to how you collected the sounds.
So I used to have some a handy recorder, some microphones. I'm that kind of person that have these tools, like we say in Spanish, los fierros, to produce, for example, music. It's professional in some way, but not exactly too professional. So I don't have a field recorder. So I have the Zoom devices and I have my microphones. I started with a methodology that is called sonic ethnography. So I use these elements in my life to start like some kind of process. For example, first with direct observation. And then I started with that deep listening. Like, so I'm familiar with El Paso and Juarez. So I tried to place myself like somebody different in that place, a different agent of myself. And then I started with field recordings. Then, for example, to determine acoustic sources and as well to have all the time my logbook field notes on hand. After that, I did a second process, again, a second stage of deep listening, and then archival research, then sample analysis, sound mapping, because it's something that I'm still working with. Okay, I have all this sample of these soundscapes, and then I have to place little by little these sounds into a sound map. And the last stage of my process is sound preservation. That is the step that I'm still working, that is creating all the sounds and how to present it to users. So the website, as you notice, is still in process. It's something that I believed that will not finish. And actually, I used to talk with my kid. He's a years old right now. And I talked to him, okay, this is a project that I am starting. You will continue with this.
José Manuel Flores is the creator of the Border Soundscapes Project. Flores is an adjunct instructor at the University of Texas at El Paso. His project establishes that the sounds of the border are its identity. He writes, quote, "This auditory landscape is not merely noise, but a living testament to the vibrant coexistence of identities where every sound, from the bustling streets to the tranquil river flow, narrates stories of resilience, adaptation, and the unyielding spirit of a borderland community." Stream the Border Soundscapes Project on SoundCloud and visit us online to view a sound map of some places where Flores has collected sounds in Ciudad Juarez, including the tacos vendor, Cuban immigrants working in a Creole restaurant, a woman washing car windows, and this band playing on the Avenida Juarez. Fronteras is produced by Norma Martinez and Marian Navarro. Our executive producer is Dan Katz. Our editor is Fernando Ortiz Jr. Charanga Cakewalk composed our theme music. Hear past episodes at tpr.org and on the Fronteras podcast. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Thanks for listening.